Welcome into this week's edition of Scout's Eye, and this week we're joined by Director of Pro Personnel, Chris Poling. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Interesting with your title in that you've grown up in the National Football League with your dad, Bill Poling, and you've also kind of grown up in this business somewhat with David Caldwell, the general manager now with the Jaguars.
Yeah, it's been a fun journey. You know, we both started out in much lower roles, you know, a lot of airport runs, a lot of doctor office runs and that type thing. But it's been a fun process, and it's been great to see, you know, a lot, not only Dave, but a lot of people be able to grow in their careers.
How long have you known Dave? Did you guys grow up together?
Dave played in high school with my brother.
Okay.
My middle brother.
And so your middle brother is younger than you, so are
yes.
you older than Dave?
Yeah. And then okay. it worked out ironically where for about almost, I think, an 18-year period, we had somebody from my high school go on to play football, John Carroll.
Ah.
And Dave was part of that. But it was about, you know, 6 to 8 guys just kind of kept going to play at John Carroll. But, you know, it worked out well, and you guys kept having good experiences, so it was a good fit.
How many years have you guys worked together?
Oh,
have you stopped to count it?
No, I haven't. You know, we started in Carolina. We went to Indianapolis. Dave then had an opportunity to go to Atlanta with Thomas Dimitroff, and then when Dave got here in the draft, he brought Kyle and I and some other people in last May.
So we're talking at least double digits, though.
Yes.
How important is that for you and Dave to have a professional working relationship with a relationship that goes back well beyond the professional life?
It makes the communication much easier. And the fact that, and even though Dave and I had not worked with Kyle O'Brien before, Kyle came up in a very similar situation. So the three of us from day one that Dave brought Kyle and I here, we were all speaking the same language, all kind of rooted in the same fundamentals.
And I want to kind of refresh people's memory because we had Kyle O'Brien on a couple of weeks ago with Scouts Eye, and Kyle is the director of college personnel.
Yes.
So and that's kind of the triumvirate, I guess is the proper term, and I may pronounce that wrong. It wouldn't surprise me, but you get my point.
Yeah, it just makes the communication much more fluid. Obviously, Kyle and I have to – part of the process of coming together this year was – learning what information Dave wants, how he wants it, being able to now anticipate going into the second season, you know, what he wants and how to make that flow of information to him so he can make the decisions that he and coach need to make a little bit better.
Explain to people, and again, this is Director of Pro Personnel, Chris Poling. Explain to people what exactly the role of a Pro Personnel Director is. And in particular, in the regular season, because, you know, you've already had an established roster, but in regular season, roster is established, what's your role?
Okay. In today's game, it's two parallel tracks at the same time. One is always preparing for free agency. We've started some of that work getting ready for next year's free agent class already. And then always being prepared for injuries, workout situations, your various working lists, getting just the board set up. If we get a guy hurt, here's where we're going to go. That starts, we bring in all the information from the college draft, all the college scouts information, break down teams in the preseason. We're in the process now of kind of assigning rosters out in the preseason, signing players out in the preseason. So we have we're getting information back on all the other 31 teams during the preseason. At that point, we're going to put together our emergency list in case of an injury. List of guys we want to work out, list of guys we want to add to the practice squad, and then you're maintaining those working lists throughout the year in the event somebody become available, waivers, trade, mm-hmm. whatever that may be. Same time, we're always kind of, you know, we're evaluating the rest of the National Football League, and that will serve evaluations for unrestricted free agency where we set up the board just like we do a draft board. And then part of that process of evaluating the rest of the league is preparing some information for the coaches and players on an advanced basis. So when they come in on basically Monday afternoon after we've wrapped up the game from the day prior, we'll meet with Coach Bradley, Coach Fish, Coach Babbage, Coach Mallory, just kind of give them an update of where that team is, mm-hmm. health-wise, production, performance-wise. Where the roster is, we'll kind of write up each player a little bit. So the difference in our scouting system is set up to where the pro scale, the college scale, all the language is
it's all the same.
It's all the same. There's no difference between the two. Obviously, with the pro stuff, you're touching the roster a little bit more during the season because of injuries and practice squad practice, having enough bodies to practice, you know, balancing out reps and practice, that stuff. Whereas the college guys, they're just really barreling in on the draft.